As Thanksgiving approaches, all thoughts turn to family and, of course, food. The challenging reality for many families in New Jersey, as well as the rest of the country, is the family economy, which causes people to cut back or even seek sources of food to feed their families. And there's no time of year where families should have to go without it, but especially at this time of year, with Thanksgiving and later on with Christmas. My next guest is with us to let you know how you can step up, make sure that families in need in Sussex County won't have to go without this Thanksgiving, as well as for Christmas. We'll get into both of these. Don't want to give you information overload, but they are two very important programs that make a difference in a lot of lives in Northwest New Jersey. And to find out more about this from Project Self-Sufficiency, we say good morning to Lisa Packnos. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And you can learn more about what we are talking about here, ProjectSelfSufficiency.org. And I should say, too, if you're listening on any of our stations outside Northwest New Jersey, listening on the stream elsewhere in the country, programs that we're talking about here, odds are going to be similar, close to these type of programs where you are. So hopefully you will seek them out as well and participate in every way that you can. And Lisa, let's go along with the timing of the calendar and start off with Thanksgiving. And something you have through Project Self-Sufficiency is sponsoring a family at Thanksgiving. Explain how this is all going to work out.
Well, every year at Thanksgiving, we have about 200, between 200 and 250 families that are in need of food for the Thanksgiving feast. Thanksgiving is unique amongst all of our American celebrations in that the center of the event is actually the meal. And so if you're the type of family that doesn't necessarily have the assets to purchase things that are more exotic, like cranberry sauce or the turkey, things like that, it becomes very evident very quickly that you are lacking. So one of the things that we try to do is to help families celebrate this holiday with dignity, and we give them the entire package. We give them a frozen turkey. We give them all the trimmings from fresh vegetables to freshly baked pies, all the side dishes like mashed potatoes, mixes, and things like that, so that the families come in and they walk away with their arms just laden. But a lot of these are freshly baked goods that are donated by some of our local churches and youth groups. It really allows them to celebrate this with a feeling of hope and dignity that may be lacking otherwise in their life.
So people can donate food, and they can also donate money for you guys to buy the food? Is that how that works?
Right. We accept donations up until Thursday, November 19th, of all types of Thanksgiving types of food, from pumpkin or apple pies to canned goods like vegetables, yams, or cranberry sauce, dinner rolls, gravy, stuffing, and mashed potato mixes. We also accept donations of frozen turkeys. Those would have to be delivered, however, on Monday the 23rd, and we would need advance notice of those because obviously we don't have massive amounts of refrigerated storage space for the frozen turkeys. If people feel that they do not have time to go shopping, we do have a way to give monetary donations online. It's very easy. If you just go onto our website, projectselfsufficiency.org, and click on the Thanksgiving donation page, it'll take you right there. You can be done in 20 seconds.
I'm thinking of this with the turkeys too, Lisa, because all these supermarkets do if you buy $200 or $300 worth of things over a period of time, you get a free turkey or a ham for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And, you know, everyone has the club cards for all the supermarkets they go to. So I know people, many people, who wind up with couple of people I know one year actually wind up with three of the free turkeys. And, you know, you went home, you have limited freezer space, no doubt, as well, unless you're a hunter and you stock your venison in the freezer in the garage or something like that. So if someone is out there sitting or look like they're going to be staring at the trying what to do with two turkeys, well, I think we just figured out something to do with one of those two turkeys. Bring them over to you guys.
Right. A lot of people travel to other homes on Thanksgiving. So, yeah, they have this wonderful gift of free turkey, but they're not necessarily going to make use of it right away. And we certainly know a lot of families that would love to have that frozen turkey. So you're absolutely right.
And when you think of you have the mashed potato mixes, which they have those single bags, which is a serving of four. At least that's a label on the back. Says for me it's a serving of one, but that's a whole nother story. And they're only $1 a piece. You look at the canned vegetables. They always have those on a tremendous special. I saw one supermarket had gigantic cans of sweet potatoes for $1.50. I mean, This doesn't take a large financial effort for the person listening right now to become an active participant in this Sponsoring a Family for Thanksgiving program.
No, it really doesn't. And each little donation of, like you said, a can of vegetables or a can of cranberry sauce, that can make a huge difference to a family that wouldn't necessarily have those kind of things year-round. And to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving and put the focus less on how they're going to get the food than spending time with family, that's the greatest gift.
And if you're a baker, you can bake one extra pie. There you go, another way you can participate as well and bring over the pumpkin or the apple pie or bring one of each. And don't forget the ice cream too. That's something else maybe we can think about getting into the mix somehow. Talking with Lisa Backnos from Project Self Sufficiency. We have been looking at their Sponsoring a Family for Thanksgiving program, which you can learn more about as far as the needs of the food and the ways to donate financially over projectselfsufficiency.org. So that takes care of Thanksgiving, Lisa. Let us turn the page over to Christmas, because the families who have needs, unless they find that winning lottery ticket or something, or the job that they've been praying for comes through when an income either returns or increases in the household, are still going to be families of need come Christmas, and that's why the Season of Hope Toy Drive is in existence.
Right. The Season of Hope Toy Drive has been a tremendous outpouring of community support for years, but in the last few years, ever since the economy tanked, we have served an increasing number of children. Last year, we had just under 2,000 children from Sussex County and Northern Warren counties who were able to receive new unwrapped toys thanks to the generosity of this community. We have a lot of different individual donors as well as corporate donors who help us with this, but the need is growing year after year. We're very grateful that in the past couple of years, the Toys for Tots program from the United States Marine Corps has stepped up and helped us with this effort. And it's just a magical experience for a child to be able to open a gift that's just for them on Christmas morning. And many of the families who come to take advantage of this toy shop, these are the only gifts that their kids are going to get this year. So to donate to the Season of Hope Toy Drive, again, you can go to our website, projectselfsufficiency.org. We accept monetary donations if you don't have time to shop. We accept items for infants all the way up through teenage years. Those teenagers are often overlooked because it's easier to go in and it's fun to pick up some of these little toys that are made for little kids like Play-Dohs or kitchen sets and things like that. But teenagers and preteens, they like Christmas too. So
yeah.
Things like pajamas, sports equipment, fashion scarves, jewelry, even things that are not necessarily that exciting, like a hair dryer or curling irons or flat irons if you're a girl. But kids love to have those things, so we're grateful for any kind of contribution. Again, it's projectselfsufficiency.org. You can give on our website. You can find a complete listing of toys that we need on our website as well.
And they'll be accepting toy donations through December 16th over at their facility, 127 Mill Street in Newton. And here's an idea for you listening. We all have these gift cards that we get over the course of the year for a variety of occasions, and you're just never able to clear it. There's always that odd $2, $3, $4 that you just can't wipe off it, and you're carrying the thing around. And nowadays, too, if you don't use it, the store starts cutting into it every month until it disappears on its own. So why not take one of those gift cards that you have a scrap of the original amount left on it, look at the Season of Hope Toy Drive shopping list, pick one or two items, and clear the card that way. You got $4 left on that card. You're getting a toy for $6. You really only just have to pony up $2 that way. And that way that card's out of your wallet and you got room for another gift card that someone's probably going to give you for Christmas anyway. So that becomes the situation where just make room for what the inevitable is going to be. I want to mention, too, in tandem with the Season of Hope Toy Drive, and I guess we could say in participation with Ruby Esposito, who's a local teen in Sparta with Sparta Troop 225. Is launching Project Toys for Teens. And the toys that are being collected through this project for children ages 12 to 18 in Sussex and Northern Warren County will be distributed as well through Project Self Sufficiency's Season of Hope Toy Shop. And points to the Girl Scouts and Sparta Troop 225 for stepping up and making that their gold award project. And that is indeed something that's hopefully it will inspire other people, businesses, individuals as well to join the, become a part of the driving force to make sure that Christmas this year for the families in need will be a happy Christmas, and that'll springboard them into a happy New Year. So to learn more about the Season of Hope Toy Drive, which is accepting toy donations through December 16th, as well as the sponsoring a Thanksgiving, sponsoring a family for Thanksgiving, which is accepting food and monetary donations through November 19th. I know I'm giving you a lot, but that's why the website projectselfsufficiency.org is there. You can sit down for a few moments and at your leisure find out how you become an active, empowering participant in these two drives to make sure that the holiday season is a happy season for as many people as possible. And from Project Self Sufficiency, we've been talking this morning with Lisa Prochnow. Lisa, thank you so much for letting us know how we can make a difference in the people's lives around our neighborhood. And a reminder as well for you listening, there are programs like this near you, too. If you're not in Northwest New Jersey, spend a little time, look for them, become a part of them. Lisa, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks very much, and happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays to you.